This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, February 14th, brought to you by Commodity Classic. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. This week's AgriPulse Newsmakers guest is South Dakota Representative Dusty Johnson. Following the House budget call this week for $230 billion in ag spending over 10 years, Johnson believes raising work requirements is one way to cut spending.
We do want to make sure that we are helping people out of poverty. We know that work requirements are effective, particularly when they're structured properly. We're not talking about putting them on people who are pregnant or people with young children at home, people with disabilities. I'm going to be introducing a bill here in the next few days that I think charts the course forward on these SNAP work requirements. Maybe we have an opportunity to push that age up a little bit.
Johnson has had success in the past of raising the age work requirement before. He'll try to raise that again this year.
And I had a lot of success during the Fiscal Responsibility Act and in pushing that that requirement age from 55 up to 59. And I think it's disrespectful to tell 60-year-old Americans that even if they can work, they don't need to, even if they're on public benefits.
Johnson is targeting another increase from 59 to 65 this year. Johnson supports Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s effort to improve the health of Americans, but he does not see eye to eye with Kennedy's view on farm technology.
He and I clearly disagree profoundly on the role of innovation and technology in agriculture. There is simply no evidence that things like genetic modification are making these foods dangerous. Quite to the contrary, they give us an opportunity to feed the world in an ever more nutritious and safe way.
Dr. John Newton, the executive head of Terrain, testified before the House Agriculture Committee this week on the state of the U.S. economy. Newton says it's a tale of two different balance sheets.
For our crop sector, they're facing a third year of tight margins below break even in many cases, and that's why we saw the ad hoc support that was in the CR at the end of last year. But our livestock friends, you know, we've seen record cattle prices, milk prices have been strong, and feed prices have been low, and that's helped dairy farm profitability. But they're facing unique challenges, as you know, Jeff, with the bird flu outbreak on the cattle side, you know, access to pasture. Their ability to capitalize on these markets and prices we have today is very, very limited.
Newton says inflation has raised the cost of nutrition programs, and an adequate safety net for farmers will also cost more to help keep up with farm expenses.
Labor costs have increased by nearly 60%. Repair and maintenance on your equipment's up 40%. Taxes are up 40%. Overall production expenses are up 30%. Seeds up 30%. Fertilizers are up. I mean, the list is really long, Jeff, on how much input costs have gone up in farm country. Everybody knows it. Record $462 billion in input costs a couple years ago. And you're exactly right. The support levels that we have in this farm bill really haven't been updated in over a decade.
Newton says the 2018 farm bill created an effective reference price for some, but not all crops.
The 18 bill created what's called the effective reference price that allows it to increase slightly, and that's helping only a few crops for this upcoming growing season. That's the key point. Not every commodity is benefiting from, you know, higher ARC guarantees or higher PLC guarantees. And that's why they've called upon Congress to reinvest in the safety net. And when you look at the size of this farm bill, again, $1.4 trillion, the farm programs, the conservation programs, Jeff, are about 8 cents a meal.
In the marketplace today, cold weather in Russia and the U.S., a decline in Argentine crops, and a delay in U.S. tariffs all supported prices. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Commodity Classic. Achieving excellence isn't easy. It's reserved for those willing to work for it. Farmers like you who strive for bigger yields and better education. People who settle for nothing less than the very best. Because you know, excellence can only be achieved through hard work, commitment, and perseverance. Take your operation to new heights and join us for the 2025 Commodity Classic. Elevating excellence in agriculture. March 2nd through 4th in Denver. Learn more at CommodityClassic.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.